Manx Radio's Update with Andy Wint.
First of May, good evening, it's 5:30. This is Update for Friday, 10th of December 2021 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news from the Isle of Man. And background to that news, sport, business, Sea-Watch, travel updates, the newsmakers in person. Another 92 cases. That's 896 active cases on the island, 9 in Nobles, nobody in ICU. The Chief Minister has full confidence in the island's COVID testing. It's day 3 of the trial of Joseph Marshall. 20 inmates with COVID at the prison and their problems with staff shortages at Ballacameen High School.
Man Benham for all your business and legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes before 6, the update news headlines. Faster May, William King.
Faster May, a number of pupils at Ballacameen High School may be asked to stay at home due to staff shortages at the end of next week. In a letter sent to parents, headteacher Adrian Burnett says staff absences are putting pressure on the smooth running of the school. COVID-19 booster vaccinations can now be booked by people over the age of 45. The jab is available to anyone in the age group who's already had two doses. The number of active COVID-19 cases on the island has fallen by 40 in 24 hours. It now stands at 896. 92 new cases of the virus have been recorded since the last update. In international news, there's a warning vaccine protection against the Omicron coronavirus variant could be substantially reduced. But the UK Health Security Agency says booster jabs have shown good effectiveness, although they have slightly less impact than they do against Delta. Meanwhile, restrictions are tightening in Scotland over fears of a tsunami of Omicron cases. From tomorrow, people there will have to isolate for 10 days if someone in their household gets COVID-19. And a 26-year-old serial online blackmailer has been jailed for 32 years. Abdul Alahi targeted almost 2,000 women and young girls to build a bank of images of sexual abuse, which he then sold online in box sets to other paedophiles. Those are the headlines. News in full at 6.
Man Benham. Contact with us by phone, video call, email or face-to-face. We're happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Jeremiah, thank you, William, from the Ronalds Way Met Office. Still got a strong wind warning out in the North Irish Sea on the Isle of Man. Dry and clear after dark. Cloudy overnight, a light wind coming in from the southwest. The overnight minimum is 3 Celsius, but it will be higher, considerably higher, by daybreak. For Saturday, Jasan, cloudy with rain coming in on a strong south-southwesterly, drying up late afternoon up to 12 degrees and down to 4 through the night into Jaduni. Sunday, cloudy with intermittent showers on a light, building to a strong southerly wind, daytime maximum 12 Celsius. Low water is 8 minutes to 11 tonight. The high tide overnight, 14 minutes before 5. Sunrise is at 27 minutes past 8. And Saturday morning's low water, 2 minutes past 11.
Find the latest ranges of high-tech windows, doors and conservatories at the Manx Glass and Glazing Showroom on the Snugborough Trading Estate.
Good evening. Thanks for joining Manx Radio tonight. If you're driving and you've spotted one of the Matrix signs, they're not travel news. It says, over 45, book your booster online. And the number of active COVID-19 cases on the Isle of Man has fallen by 40 in 24 hours. William, back with some more detail.
There are currently 896 known active cases on the island. 92 new cases of the virus have been recorded since yesterday. The number of people in hospital remains steady at 9. 30 of the new cases are pending investigation. Meanwhile, people over the age of 45 can now book booster vaccinations. The jab is available to anyone in the age group who has already had two doses of a vaccine at least 3 months ago. People who test positive for COVID-19 are advised to wait 28 days before having an injection. Appointments can be booked through the government website. Now, a look at the World Health Organization's figures show the Isle of Man is still only second to Guernsey in terms of cases of COVID-19 per head of population in the British Isles. The Isle of Man's had 741 cases of coronavirus during the past 7 days. That's a weekly number of 876 per 100,000 people, an increase of 4%. The incidence rate in Guernsey is slightly higher at 1,024.
A number of pupils at Ballycommeen High School may have to stay at home next week due to staff shortages. Dave Moore reports.
In a letter issued today, head teacher Adrian Burnett revealed 20 members of staff are off at the moment, including half of canteen workers. With further absences already confirmed for next week, a contingency plan's been put in place should things worsen. The situation's not been helped by the unavailability of supply teachers. If it does go ahead, then students in years 10 to 13 will remain at home for the last 2 days of term, next Thursday and Friday. Only pupils who've missed assessments through illness will need to attend to complete their work in sixth form. Earlier this week, classes at Castlerishon High School suffered disruption due to staff shortages.
The Chief Minister says he has total confidence in the Isle of Man's COVID-19 testing procedures. Alfred Cannon adds that Noble's labs could quickly identify the Omicron variant should it emerge on the Isle of Man.
So that will happen very rapidly. It's a very quick turnaround at the moment in terms of the identification of the variant. We can do that on island, and it's likely to happen within 24 to 48 hours. So we are well informed when it comes to what is happening with the variants on the island, and we're confident we've got the capability to identify quickly if there is any fluctuation from that. And, you know, if there is any query indeed, then it may well be the case that we have to interact with the UK. But in those circumstances where we've been clear, if it's not a Delta variant and we have a concern, then we are going to isolate the individuals until we get clarity on what exactly is going on.
Covered certain things around the experiences people are having through testing. So, for example, someone might pick up a negative PCR at the grandstand, but it may come back as a positive on a lateral flow or at a private lab, and there may be some questions asked about how accurate certain tests can be. How concerning is that to you, that there is possibly this gap that may need to be addressed on certain occasions?
We are 100% confident in our testing capability on the island via the PCR testing and the equipment and laboratory process that has been followed. You know, that has been under continuous assessment, has been validated on a number of occasions, and I can assure you that the PCR testing is 100% accurate, and as far as that we are concerned, give or take possibly a very, very slight margin for error. But what we have absolutely no reason to doubt the validity of what is going on in terms of our PCR testing.
What's your opinion on the Update news agenda? Email update@manxradio.com or call 682 631.
22 minutes before 6 on Manx Radio. You may find its next report distressing. The trial of a former master at a children's home on the Isle of Man who was accused of sexually abusing children in his care has continued at Douglas Courthouse today. William King has this report, and I reiterate, you may find the details distressing.
85-year-old Joseph Henry Marshall has been charged with 9 offences. They are 6 counts of indecent assault, 2 of gross indecency, and 1 of buggery. The offences are said to have been committed against 3 boys who were under the age of 16 at the time. The prosecution alleges that the crimes, which are denied by Mr. Marshall, took place between 1974 and 1982, whilst he was the senior house parent at Notfield in Douglas. At Douglas Courthouse today, the jury has read a written statement from a third complainant, which was made in 2018. Jurors were informed that the man wasn't able to give his evidence in person, as he had since died. The statement outlined the abuse he claimed he'd suffered whilst resident at Notfield in the mid-1970s. This included allegations that Mr. Marshall had indecently assaulted him in the bath and in the home's office, where it was also alleged that Mr. Marshall had committed the offence of buggery. Jurors were told the statement was not accepted by Mr. Marshall's defence team, and they did dispute some of the allegations and would, if the witness was still alive, have questioned him on them. An agreed statement containing details of Mr. Marshall's interviews with the police was also read to the court by the prosecution, in which Mr. Marshall denied all of the complainant's allegations. The court also heard evidence from 2 police officers involved in investigating the allegations against Mr. Marshall. Joseph Henry Marshall denies all of the charges against him. The trial is due to continue on Monday.
20 inmates at the Isle of Man prison have now tested positive for coronavirus after 5 initial cases were identified by LFTs last weekend. as the prison governor Leroy Bonnick and deputy governor Martin Phillips explain what this means for the facility at Jerby.
That's steadily increased on a daily basis while we've continued to test. The decision was taken with our interaction with infection control that we obviously do the PCRs. That exercise was taken on yesterday across A and B wing, and a total of 42 prisoners were tested, and as a result of that we now have 20 prisoners in total testing positive, and that is 7 on A wing and 13 on B wing.
And is it just prisoners that are affected, or are you seeing this in your staff as well?
I mean, one or two staff, yes, are carrying the symptoms, as I'm sure my deputy governor will speak for himself. But yeah, there are some staff.
I know when one of my colleagues has spoken to you previously, when you've had the black regime in place, you've mentioned that this has generally been accepted well by the prisoners. They've understood why these measures are in place. Is that the case again this time?
Yeah, we had that reported again this morning. This is our 9th lockdown within the prison, really. And the prisoners, although it's very inconvenient and it's not nice for them, also for the staff as well. However, you know, the inmates seem to realise and understand that it is for their safety, and we're doing it out of necessity.
How long will you remain at the black regime with these cases before you review what measures are in place currently?
We'll need to remain as we are until we're 14 days clear of our last positive case. And we're reporting cases daily at the moment, with cases being reported active today. So it's hard to predict at the moment, really, until we can curb the spread of the infection.
Sea-Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
Motorship Ben McCree left Heysham at 14 minutes past 2. She'll be in Douglas at about 6 o'clock in 20 minutes or so time. No sign on the webcam at the moment. Tonight's departure is at 8.15, arriving in Heysham shortly before midnight. The overnight departure 2.15, back to Douglas at 6 tomorrow morning. And the morning departure for Heysham is at 8.45.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
It's Christmas, so the scammers are about, and police say scammers have taken to messaging apps in one of their latest tricks to con people out of money on the Isle of Man. Detective Inspector Gavin Callow says there have been increasing reports of criminals posing as family members via WhatsApp, targeting unsuspecting parents of those studying at university.
What we're seeing at the moment is WhatsApp messages have been sent to island residents. And the first impression is it's from someone you know, it's from a family member, and the scammers are getting very proficient at pretending to be family members or people you know, and just having conversations and then turning the conversations around to try and get money out of you. So it's clearly a scam, but the initial conversation sounds like you're speaking to someone you know.
Have you guys received a number of complaints about this scam that's going around?
Yeah, we've had quite a few over the past few weeks. Children across at university seems to be a popular one, because you've got that distance gap as well, saying they've broken their phone, they're on a new phone, chatting to their parents and then trying to get them to send them a gift voucher or send them money to a bank account. So if you're speaking to someone you think you know, if it's your son or your daughter, ask them a question only they would know and see if they can answer it. If you're not sure, contact them on another means, and don't hand any money over. Just make some other arrangements and speak to that person just to check who they are.
This isn't the only scam that's running. I know you guys mentioned something earlier this week about emails going around. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
We seem to have hit the scammers' attention wherever they're based in the world, as they're now using the Oxia letterquest and name, and they're pretending to be someone within the department in Oxia and sending an email to people to say, we're investigating a problem, don't worry about it, we'll help you sort it out. But it's the Isle of Man. The Isle of Man is a safe place, but in terms of the internet and internet scams, you have to be as careful as you would be anywhere in the world. So check what you're doing, and before you send any money, double check, ring that person up through another means. Don't believe anything that gets sent to you out of the blue.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
At 16 minutes before 6, 6 employees at Appleby have been celebrating after receiving long service awards. Congratulations partner Karen Pegg's been working at the company for 20 years. A fellow partner Claire Milne's recognised for 15 years service, receiving awards for 10 years service at Appleby. Senior associates Alexandra Derning, Kathleen Garud, paralegal Louise Doherty, and partner Tom Brooke, congratulations. Sales of spam have hit a record high for the seventh year in a row in spite of pandemic-related challenges. This has helped the company that makes spam, Hormel, deliver record sales of $3.5 billion in the 3 months to the end of October. Hormel announced it'll start expanding the range of spam products next year. I'm not kidding. Its shares rose by almost 6% in New York by the close last night. Hormel, which completed its takeover of the Planters peanut brand in June, saw sales rise by 19% to $11.4 billion for the year as a whole. Even as though the company faced supply chain issues during the pandemic, to mitigate supply issues in the future, Hormel signed a 5-year contract for supplies of the main ingredient in spam, pork.
The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European markets closed slightly lower as renewed concerns about the Omicron variant continued to weigh. US stocks rose as investors considered a key inflation report ahead of the Fed's final policy setting meeting of the year next week. Oil prices were on track for their biggest weekly gain since late August. Gold edged higher. In corporate news, First Group gained, having tumbled a day earlier after it warned of uncertainty around the pace of recovery amid fresh developments in the pandemic. And cybersecurity company Darktrace was the biggest loser on the index. Well, that was now from Ramsey Crookall. The FTSE 100 closed down 0.4% at 7,291. The DAX in Frankfurt fractionally down at 15,631 at the close. In New York City, the Dow Jones Industrial at the moment fractionally up 0.5% at 35,770. The Nasdaq Tech Stocks Index up 0.1% at 15,526. And the S&P 500 currently up 0.3% at 4,682. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling currently worth $1 US 32.6 cents and €1 17.1 cents. And in commodities, gold up 0.6% at $1,785 per troy ounce, and Brent crude oil up 0.75% at $74.54.
With the volatility of global stock markets and the uncertainty of the new normal, you'd be forgiven for thinking now is not the time to be investing. Well, think again. Times like these offer opportunities to take advantage of lower prices and to benefit from future recovery. Make your new normal an investment in the future. Ramsey Crookall, investment specialists and members of the London Stock Exchange. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com for more information. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority. Isle of Man Water Sports. Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
In 6 words, better than it was last weekend. Here's the relevant information if you're sailing, kayaking, windsurfing, paddleboarding, sea swimming, diving or surfing this weekend. The weather summary, unsettled. Sea temperature 11 Celsius. And the wind for Saturday, southerly, force 5 or 6, wave height 1.5 to 2 metres, wave period 5 or 6 seconds, high tide 12 minutes past 5 Saturday afternoon. For Sunday, the wind is southwesterly, force 3 or 4, gradually backing southerly 5 to 7, wave height 1 metre, building to 2.5 metres, wave period 6 seconds, high tide 6.05 a.m. 6.22 p.m.
Visit the Manx Glass and Glazing website and get your instant quote online. manxglass.com.
If you have a news story for Manx Radio to investigate and report, email newsroom@manxradio.com or call 682-631 any time of day or night.
A prominent heritage trust in the south of the Isle of Man has received a welcome financial boost. Russian Heritage Trust has been given a grant of £25,000 from the Manx Lottery Trust. Heritage Trust coordinator John Quirk says the money is very welcome.
It is a very nice boost, yes. It's very welcome indeed. The money will go partly towards funding the coordinator's role for next year and also partly towards exhibition materials for Russian Heritage Centre, which opened in Brighton Street, Port Erin, earlier this year.
Now, you've been moving into the exhibition role quite a lot lately. You've had some tremendous ones running through the summer. What's the immediate future for you as far as that's concerned?
In terms of exhibitions, the space we have in Russian Heritage Centre, it's quite a small space, but it's big enough to fit a variety of roles. And We have a programme of exhibitions earmarked for the coming year, sort of from April through till sort of October, rotating sort of on a roughly sort of 4 to 6 week basis. So it's a new exhibition effectively every sort of 4 to 6 weeks, which will hopefully bring repeat visitors into the centre. And we've also got plans for one or two other exhibitions outside of Russian Heritage Centre, but they're still sort of in the pipeline, effectively.
Now, the Trust is coming increasingly proactive in recent times, and how well received has that been by the people in the south of the island?
Well, yeah, it seems to be very well received. We had the Milner exhibition and other events sort of in October this year, which attracted good audience, good crowds. We had a Milner beer provided by Bushies. We had a memorial mass. We had a plaque unveiling to Milner on the on Milner Towers, which is on the site of his former home, The Rest. And obviously, we had the exhibition as well at St Catherine's Church Hall. And, you know, that was really well received. The exhibitions take a lot of putting together, a lot of research, a lot of writing, a lot of time, and a lot of money as well. But, you know, they seem to be something which is really well received down here.
Manx Radio Sport, driven by Rex Motor Company, the island's only award-winning motor dealer. Find your perfect vehicle today at rexmotorcompany.im.
Fastamai, Rob Pritchard.
Fastamai, good evening. After locking horns just 4 weeks ago, FC Isle of Man come up against Roaster again this weekend in their latest league contest. The Ravens will take on the Romans at the Hillsfield Ground on Saturday. The two sides met at the Bowl back on the 13th of November, with the Manx side emerging as 2-1 winners in front of a 2,100 strong crowd. Going into this weekend, the Ravens are undefeated in their last 7 matches and boast the top form in the NWCFL Division 1 South over the last 6 games with 5 wins and 1 draw. Meanwhile, Roaster will be looking to address a recent slip in form, which has seen them drop to 19th in the standings into the relegation zone. The Romans have 1 win in their last 6. Roaster versus FC Isle of Man will kick off in Staffordshire at 1:45 p.m. tomorrow. Elsewhere, the Ravens have confirmed their following game at home against Sandbach United on the 18th of December will kick off at an earlier time than previously scheduled. The match that day at the Bowl will get underway at 5:30 p.m. instead of 6:30 p.m. In rugby, a daunting December continues for Douglas, who host Kendal at Portishead this Saturday. The Manx side have just 1 win in 9 outings, compared to the Cumbrian opponents' 8 wins from 10. Meanwhile, a crucial face-off in the Ravenscroft Manx Trophy on Ireland. Ramsey and Southern Nomads will battle it out to see who will face Vagabonds in the final. And in hockey this weekend, we'll see a number of rearranged fixtures taking place across the Isle of Man. It comes after numerous games were called off last Saturday due to the poor weather which hit Manx shores. Among the ties, Valkyries B and Backers A will meet in the Men's Premier League, and the Valkyries B and Backers A women's teams will also face off in the Ladies' Top Division.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
7 minutes before 6, inbound tonight, Logan Air's 5:35 from Manchester came in 5 minutes late. The next inbound tonight, 7:25, EasyJet from Gatwick, and the 5:08 EasyJet from Liverpool. The next outbound from the island is the 6:10 Logan Air patient transfer plane to Liverpool, and it's the 5:08 EasyJet to Gatwick, and the 8:25 to Liverpool. Last thing tonight, well, just before that EasyJet to Liverpool, the inbound Loganair from Liverpool will be in at 8:10. That's the patient transfer plane. On the roads tonight, the Young Farmers Tractor Run starts tonight in Port Erin, departing at 6:25. Look for those brightly coloured tractors. Heads up around the south, up the Ballymore to St John's, then to the main road to Douglas, finishing at the grandstand at 9:15. You're not seeing things, they really are garish tractors. It'll be happening tomorrow as well, Saturday, departing Peel Promenade at 5:40. Temporary lights on Glen Crutchery Road near the police headquarters, 24 hours a day. They're working on a water main there, and still those, oh, takes forever, doesn't it? South Quay, Old Castletown Road in Douglas, 24 hours a day, they're repairing a damaged wall. Also in Laxey, Minorca Hills closed at the bottom for drainage work. Sulby's got those temporary lights on the main road. Greba temporary lights 24 hours a day near the Highlands and Trinians. It will be finished by the new year, they say. Colby's got temporary lights on Station Road and temporary lights on Upper Prom in Port Erin for that drainage installation.
Massimo Tyres. Budget tyres priced to keep your vehicle safe and legal. Only available at...
Keyside! Merry Christmas from everyone at Laxey School.
12 to 17-year-olds are encouraged to get a COVID jab. Walk-in clinics for this age group are going to be operating from Chester Street Hub in Douglas tomorrow. Chanel Suku with the details.
12-year-olds will be able to get their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccines, while those aged 17 will be eligible for their second dose. The clinics held at Chester Street Vaccine Hub in Douglas will be open tomorrow and operate between 9:30 a.m. and 1 p.m. 17-year-olds will only get their second dose if 12 weeks have passed since getting their first dose. Those wanting to attend the clinic will need to register with 111 beforehand. Young people aged 16 and 17 are able to register for themselves, while parents or guardians of those aged 12 to 15 are asked to register online for their child to receive a vaccine. They are also asked to attend the clinic with their child in order to give their consent at the point of vaccination. Any young person who has tested positive for COVID-19 is asked to wait 12 weeks following their positive result before receiving a vaccine.
That's it for Update Tonight, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader William King, producer Dave Moore. Have a great weekend. Update returns 5:30 on Monday.
W.I.